Welcome to Crit Like a Girl, where it's all sugar, spice, and everything dice.
Last time on Crit Like a Girl, the Dream Team temporarily adopts the Kinku and brings them to Drakartha to Poppy's farm. Along the way, Poppy and Jinx have an argument about the group's gold pieces and Jinx anointing herself as financial advisor. Once at Poppy's farm, the Kinku are seemingly excited to start a new life. And that is where our story begins.
Approaching from the east, as you are now, you can see, as you get closer, several larger buildings, especially that tall crystal monolith is very visible, kind of on the southwestern edge of the city, but also in the southwestern edge where you can kind of see very easily are very large, kind of towering buildings. Poppy, you know this is kind of the political district of the town, as well as a place where the wealthier inhabitants tend to live, is on the south and western sides. And you are able to make your way in, eventually, to the city of Drakartha. No one really stops you as you enter. There is kind of a guard posting on the road at the northwest of town, which is kind of observing any carts that may be coming through bringing like trade goods and stuff, but for just four people walking, no one really particularly takes notice of you. And for you especially, Sildwyn, this city is enormous. It is probably almost a little overwhelming in its size, because it is very easily about double the size that Rozesti was. And it seems like there are more people packed into the space than there even was in Rozesti.
Nope, don't like that.
Yeah, Jinx is also like very visibly uncomfortable. I would say that Jinx's normally bubbly personality is kind of subdued. She's uncomfortable being in so much city-built homes with not a whole lot of nature around her. She's like definitely clinging to her holy symbol and just kind of like looking around and watching.
Zuri's probably getting extremely excited, looking around. She's like skipping and jumping up and down and such.
Yeah, as you make your way in, this is probably approaching late afternoon, getting towards evening at this point, after dropping the Kinku off and having to make your way into town. The streets are fairly bustling with life still. People getting last minute shopping done before shops close for the day, or otherwise making their way home for the evening from work. The streets are fairly full of life, and you do see, Zuri, there are, you know, shops and taverns and places on every corner that kind of give a feel of similar to home. Poppy, this is generally just familiar to you. You guys, you know a general layout of the city. Mostly you know your old haunts, as well as, you know, any significant landmarks. But where are you guys trying to go in this city, and what are you guys trying to look for?
So, I don't know, did you guys still want to try to go talk to the one guy that we got the letter about? If not, we can just go get some food. I don't know how hungry you are, if you guys want me to take you on a tour. Like, what are we feeling? And, like, while she's saying this, she'll have, like, spun around and be, like, walking backwards.
Aren't we here on a mission? Shouldn't we focus on that?
I mean, that's literally what I just said. I just asked if you wanted to go there first. I mean, we're going to have to eat eventually.
How about we go eat first and then figure it out?
Sure, yeah. I'll kind of give you a tour along the way if you want. Otherwise, we will head to the Knave and Goblet. It's the best place in town, and we'll get plenty of good drink and food.
Poppy, you can lead the others to kind of the north side of the city, kind of passing through a lot of the North Orchard District. The North Orchard District is a lot of shops and stuff, and mostly like a commercial area. There's not too many homes here. And you can make your way up to the very familiar site of the Knaven Goblet. The Knaven Goblet, it's a slightly older tavern, maybe a little bit run down. It was very clearly once very elegant. It's beginning to show its years a little bit. And as you move inside, there is kind of a sense of several people immediately look towards your group, just kind of taking in and immediately doing like a quick scan. These are very clearly people who know what they're doing and are going to size up people that they don't recognize. However, as you enter, Poppy, you are greeted by a familiar voice of Tayton, the tortle gentleman who owns the bar and runs it, and kind of his slow voice. Well, haven't seen you in for a while.
Yeah, how are you?
Same as ever. Things don't change a whole lot around here. Kind of look around at the bar. It's not as full as you've seen it before. It's a little bit early for that, but there are some at least vaguely familiar faces kind of taking up some of the booths and tables in the general area.
She'll like do a quick scan, probably making sure she doesn't see Riven. And then, assuming that she does not see him, she'll turn back to the bartender and be like, oh, yay, so we just need some food and, like, maybe two ales. I don't really think these are the girls' drink, but a juice for them, maybe, something like that. Just a quick meal. We just got to get something in our bellies. And, you know, I know this is the best place around, so.
Any dietary requirements? And he'll look around at the other three of you.
I'll take an ale and a quick meal.
Something balanced, preferably. Not all meat, not all fruit. Just something, you know, I don't know. Whatever you have, I suppose.
That's so sweet of you to ask. Thank you.
He will nod, assuming that no answer from Jinx probably means she's fine. And after a moment, we'll kind of just gesture out with his kind of gnarled clawed hand at the general area and just, well, find yourself a seat and I'll bring it right out. Poppy, looking around, you do not see Riven. You do see a few familiar faces, people you've worked with on odd jobs in the past that you would recognize. Probably no one that you've worked with more than once or twice. But you do not see Riven or anyone that you are more closely familiar with.
To the others, she will look visibly relieved, and then she'll just like head over and find a table, assuming that they're going to follow her and take a seat.
Unless anyone else anything else they want to do, you eventually all settle and are brought food, ales for those of you who requested it. Those of you who did not specifically request ale are just brought waters, though you obviously can order something else. And Tayton will nod and kind of like lay them out on the table for you. And are you going to be staying around here very long?
You know, I don't think we've really discussed that yet. Possibly just passing through.
Well, hang around too long and the boss will find you. You know how it is. And he'll kind of wink at you, Poppy, and just wander away back to his bartending.
Right, yeah, so like, eat up everyone. Face.
Zuri's going to turn to Poppy and go, boss?
Eh, let's not worry about it. You know, we got a mission, right, Jinx? We got a mission. So we should probably eat real quick and figure out what we're going to do about that. Yep. And then she'll just start stuffing her face.
Zuri's going to look and go, Poopy? Uh-uh. Who is this?
It's not really important. It's fine.
Are you in trouble? Are you taking us to a place where we could get in trouble?
Not at all.
I'm not sold on that.
It's pretty fucking obvious that she's not telling you the whole truth. She may not be, like, lying exactly, but she's definitely not giving you the full truth.
Yes, but will we get in trouble?
No, you're not gonna get in trouble it doesn't matter. Like, it's so early in the day. Like, we'll just eat real quick. We'll leave. I don't gotta see anybody I really know. And we'll get on with the mission. And we've got full bellies. It's all good. Let's just eat.
You are able to eat a good meal. I do not know where you guys would like to go from here. So I think that is something for you guys to discuss.
So we're kind of like across the city from the Mangus Conclave. But I guess if you wanted to go there, we could probably go there. Wait, you know what? Actually, what exactly is our mission that we're focusing on here?
Jinx looks at Sildwyn.
Sildwyn kind of stares back blankly. She goes, she's like, well, I mean, initially we were coming here to look for Grandpa Rot, but we already found him. And then we just kind of decided to come this way anyway, and I...
Oh, I remember. Yeah, it's because we were going to look for anything weird, listen for reports and whatever to see, like, if we could get a lead on where to go next. That's what it was.
Yeah, that. She just ducks down again and continues eating. Too many people. Not happy.
Okay, so, Poppy, since you're from here, where should we start?
I guess, is there a place that she would know is, like, a really good gathering place of people, aside from, like, obviously the tavern that they're in, that would provide a place for them to figure this out?
If you're looking for rumors or reports, there's probably job boards around. There's probably some place where you could go to actually get, like, news of the day or hear town criers. That would be in a more centralized area and probably a little earlier in the day. You could absolutely go try and check in with the Magus Conclave or other people who are more tapped into the kind of metaphysical. You could try and go check in with you do have a letter from Olar. You know that you have some form of, like, at least someone vouching for you with his order. And Poppy, you would assume that if he is religious, he is probably from the Monastery of Lights. So there are several places you could go check out to try and pick up more information, as well as just trying to inquire with the guard. There are several guard stations throughout town, or just, you know, sitting in a tavern listening around for rumors. This might not be the best place to take it because a lot of the people in here are mercenaries and know how to keep their mouths shut.
Would she know of any other in the city?
Yeah, you would actually know of several in the city. You would know that there is a very famous one out in the Dock Ward called the Tavern of the Endless Round. There is another one also kind of in the southern half of the Dock Ward, a little run down, called the Scorpion's Tail. There are several kind of along the main thoroughfare coming into town that are just basically trying to pick up any merchants passing by. And the entire area around the Plaza Theater is filled with restaurants and taverns and nightlife. So there are several throughout the city. It just depends on, you know, where you want to go.
Okay, so she'll be like, well, we could always check in with the Mangus Conclave, or I bet that fellow who wrote us the letter, what was his name? Olaf, Olvin, Ivan. He wrote us a letter, and I bet you he's at the Monastery of Lights. There's a couple other taverns. Well, actually, there's a lot of taverns around, but the two that I know of, other than this one, of course, would be the Tavern of the Endless Round, or the Scorpion's Tail, which is quite a fun little treat of a place. And then, of course, there's just, like, everything around the plaza. So we could visit either the Conclave or the Monastery of Lights, and then maybe, like, do a little bar hopping, see if we could collect some rumors or something like that.
Why don't we split up then? I know that you're not one for religion, so maybe it would be better if I go to the church, and I don't drink, so it is better if you go to the bars, if you can hold your liquor well enough to gather information.
How dare you? Obviously, I know how to hold my liquor. This is, oh my god. Just go ask the turtle, okay? He fucking knows.
Zuri's gonna nearly choke on her drink. I'll stick with Poppy, keep her in line.
Why don't we go our separate ways for now, and then we can meet up at this bar again, I guess, closer to sundown?
Yeah, you know, maybe we should just meet in the marketplace. Or the plaza. Let's meet in the plaza.
All right.
I'm assuming providing directions to Jinx and Sildwyn of how to get to both the Monastery of Lights as well as the plaza. Not that they're super difficult, but just because they've never been here before.
Yeah, actually, she'll pull out like a piece of parchment that she had stuffed in her pack that has like a grocery list or some shit on it. And she'll draw them like a very crude map of like how to get around.
You are able to draw a pretty crude map. Just kind of blocking off some of the larger locations as well as the districts. From here, both of those places are actually very easy to get to because both of them are almost directly south from here. So splitting up Jinx and Sildwyn, you are making your way to the Monastery of Lights?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds right.
Paying for your meal, it's like a silver a piece, not a big deal.
Jinx will pay for everyone's meal but Poppy.
Jinx and Sildwyn, you are able to make your way almost directly south. Kind of once you reach the plaza, being able to follow directions, you are able to go a block to the west. And then as soon as you kind of cross the plaza, you are able to see down the main road to a very, very large, ornate building in the far south of town. It is a large stone-walled building. There's ivy growing up over some of the stones in places. The entire outside of the building seems to be decorated with like statues or reliefs of all five of the deities. As you begin to approach, you notice that there is kind of a small cluster of buildings off to the east that seem to be, upon closer inspection, smaller shrines to some of the lesser gods, including Sildwyn. You would see one that is vaguely familiar to you as much as you understand a symbology of Cygnus. Some of them have like small candles lit or like incense burning. Clearly people have been by at some point during the last little while to just either offer prayers or worship. But the actual monastery itself, the front is open with kind of like Grecian style pillars in the front, and you are able to kind of see through to these large double doors beyond them, which are kind of a dull bronze color from age, but clearly enough people have touched them that, you know, like when you have like reliefs and enough people touch them, they kind of have that gold sheen. The doors themselves have that in several places where people have kind of pushed through over time. And there are people running about in both robes as well as kind of some of them in armor, some of them just wearing kind of loose fitting outfits that are kind of tied around the waist. And all of them seem to be kind of moving back and forth. Either some of them have scrolls in their arms and seem to be carrying them around. There is a gathering of several off in buildings to the west, and you can kind of hear the sound of people kind of like practice fighting. Like you can hear the sounds of people kind of working through drills, that methodical like beat of people's kind of yelling out as they either attack or defend. Where would you guys like to go?
So whenever Jinx passes by Chiavanni's statue, she's just gonna pluck a piece of, or she's gonna pluck a little flower from her hair and put it down at the feet of the statue. And whenever Sildwyn and Jinx get to the front door, she is going to go,
"You still have the letter of recommendation, or the letter, right?"
Yes. Yes, I still have it. It's in my bag.
Okay. So we're going to go in, show them the letter, ask for funds and also rumors.
Yes. I suppose we can say that we helped with their issue in the other town, and that we're looking for other such strange things. Yes?
Yes, I think that would be good.
Yes, I agree. Hopefully there are less people here.
It has not been comfortable here. I cannot wait to leave this place.
Ugh, same.
Jinx will take a deep breath and step inside the church.
Thanks for listening to Crit Like a Girl. Cover art by Chester Cat. Opening and closing music by Brian Dockery. Background music from Freesound, Incompetech, and Tabletop Audio. Follow us on Twitter at Crit Like a Girl. That's girl without the I. Don't forget to check out our Ko-Fi where you can support the show and your favorite adventurers. If you have any questions, suggestions, or recommendations, email us at critlikeagirlpod@gmail.com.